I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
You know, they got those all-inclusive vacations, and you can customize vacations and things. And I saw this story pop up a couple times, so I finally clicked on it. I said, I got to find out what's going on with the sex island hooker and drug secret location party. Now, this is a thing that they've tried to do last year in Colombia, but the five planners who tried to put together this event, the Colombia caught wind of it, and the resort they were going to have it at has shut it down. But it's back on for this year, John, and the Sex Island Party will go down December 14th through the 17th off of Trinidad and Tobago, a private island, Trinidad and Tobago. And right now, the sex extravaganza originally cost $6,000 per person, but that has dropped to a Black Friday promotion price of $4,500 that still exists right now if you can get online and buy. See, for your money, 50 guests will each have two prostitutes available to them, receive unlimited food and drink. Most of the women from Colombia, Brazil, Puerto Rico, and other South American countries, a few American-Canadian girls on hand as well. They said beside the women and the easy access to food and drink, there will be access to drugs. The Sex Island staff members acting as liaisons between dealers and partygoers, and cocaine seems to be the most popular drug of all. It's put together by five friends in their 30s and 40s that regularly host and attend sex parties, and they want to set it up for you. You can buy right now your discount Black Friday extended pricing for $4,500. December 14th through the 17th.
Do they boat you out there or fly you out to the island?
I think you fly to Trinidad, Tobago, and then they boat you out to this private island.
Okay, well, then what they should be doing on those boats as you're coming back and forth is there should be a team of doctors giving you shots beforehand to make sure you're, and then coming back full inspection after you've been on that island.
Instead of like a floating gas station dock, you know, like the gas dock, they have a doctor dock.
Yep.
And you dock there, you get quarantined for a day, and then you come back to the mainland.
All right, and then let's go to Scotland here for this next story. This happened last Thursday at an elementary school in Scotland. It all went wrong last Thursday. So the teachers there had an idea. The school said, well, let's do a nativity scene. And then we'll have students be responsible for bringing the individual things into the nativity scene, okay? So, you know, you got some animals, you got some frankincense and myrrh, you got a baby Jesus, and you got, you know, shepherds and what have you. So each kid, you're responsible for. So they went to one of the parents there, and they said, all right, you're a little kid. Your Billy's in our class. His responsibility for the nativity scene is, let's get a sheep in here, because there were sheep at the nativity scene. So get us a sheep, or, you know, some kind of thing, whether it's a cardboard cutout, whatever, cardboard cutout, make a sheep out of whatever, just bring in a sheep for the nativity. So the mom says, all right, we can do that. And she decides, oh, I'm going to go online. I'm going to go to Amazon has everything. I bet I can get some kind of toy sheep on Amazon. So she goes on Amazon, and she sees, well, look at this thing. Look at this toy sheep here. This is some kind of, it looks like an inflatable sheep thing. I'm going to order up one of these. So she orders up one of those toy sheep, and she gives it to the kid. I guess she blows the sheep up. I don't know, but she gives it to the kid. The 5-year-old then takes it to school for the nativity. Well, the teachers are inspecting the sheep, and it's clear that this isn't just your regular old sheep. This is a XXX rated sheep that mom unwittingly purchased from Amazon.
And there will be several of them at the Sex Island party if you need them.
I know there were a couple of asses at the nativity scene, but I don't think there were any X-rated sheep.
I can't believe it's news.
The mom was called, told, get your sheep out of here and take your kid home.
And explain to him the birds and bees.
She then went
and the sheep.
She then complained to Amazon, and Amazon has removed that item.